This is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
Poupée, comment tu t'appelles?
Et j'ai répondu, moi je m'appelle Agatha.
Elle s'appelle pas Agatha.
Je m'appelle Christy. Mais quel drôle de train que ce train-là. Tout le monde se bouscule dans le couloir. Je ne comprends vraiment rien, je suis complètement perdue. Pourtant résoudre l'énigme. Si seulement moi j'avais vu le crime. Mais ça y est, j'ai tout compris. Moi j'ai reconnu les bandits. Je leur crie, vous êtes pris.
Ah oui, mademoiselle, vos papiers s'il vous plaît.
Et j'ai répondu, moi je m'appelle Agatha.
Vous n'êtes pas Agatha.
All right, that was, that's kind of loud. That was Christy Laume from a compilation called La Belle Époque, French Girls, 1965 to 1968, with the song Agatha or Christy. Oh, Christy. Shout out to my grandma, Agatha, who recently celebrated her 90th birthday. Congrats. Way to keep it going. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's a great pleasure to announce a special guest that I have here in the studio today. Sean?
That's me.
Welcome to CITR.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent, excellent. And we're old friends, and there's been a long-standing invitation for you to come out to the show, but I think this is the first time you've made it.
Yeah, there has been a long invitation that I totally forgot about for a while. And then we were playing soccer a while ago, and then I remembered.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't working today.
Nice. But you're no stranger to a microphone. Are you?
No, sir. Oh, look at this seamless transition. I do a podcast as well.
Excellent. What's it called?
It's called the Justice Pals Podcast. That's available on iTunes and the internet.
And it's one of the burgeoning sector of comedy podcasts.
There are way too many of these.
No. Podcasts. No one said that.
Although we've kind of found our niche being our own little thing of we do spend a good deal of time talking about movies that are coming up and whether or not they're going to be good based on the fact that we're movie geeks. So
right. And what sort of metrics do you use to decide what's going to be good about a movie? Mostly trailer based, or
it's pretty much just we'll just look at who's in it, who's directing it, who wrote it, and everything. And and sort out whether that should be all right.
What's your
we were totally wrong. We thought the Last Airbender was going to be M. Night Shyamalan's return to making good movies, but we were so wrong about that.
Ooh, not a good track record. What's your summer highlight for movies?
The big one is Inception,
right?
And we did that. That's the other thing we do is occasionally if something's kind of a big hit or a lot of people have seen it, we'll do a special episode. So we did a special episode on Inception and basically just talk out what we think was going on and all those little things and how good we thought it was. And I think we're all on the side of like, it was pretty good, but didn't quite, how could it live up to all the crazy hype?
I think I agree. My highlight of the summer movie-wise?
What's that?
Piranha 3D.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
That does look like it's going to be a ton of fun.
There was some leaked footage, and it is so gory. It is so much gorier than a movie like that has to be.
Of course, if you're going in that direction, you also might consider Sharktopus, which is not coming to theaters. It's playing on, I believe, the Sci-Fi Channel in the States, but it's about a hybrid shark and octopus. And the trailer is the most wonderful thing you will ever see.
Wow. I thank you. I did not know about that. We'll have to check that out. So in addition to doing comedy, you do a podcast and then you also do stuff around town.
I do improv at Vancouver Theatre Sports and a few other places where I can show up. Right now, we've just started the improv musical at Vancouver Theatre Sports, which is the most fun show I've ever done. It's the show that I would most like to recommend to anybody because it is incredibly fun. We do a full 1 hour musical.
Wow.
All made up.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've discovered I can sing.
That's great. So you are a music fan, and you brought a bunch of tunes here for us to listen to. What are we going to start off with?
Well, I wanted to play a track by Benga, is... I don't know if you're familiar with
him. No, I'm not. Looking forward to
kind
it.
Of one of the big guys on the UK dubstep scene, and he's doing a show this Sunday night at Venue.
Really?
Downtown. So
this is a whole new world. It's a total blind spot for me.
Yeah. So this is Benga. Called Mini Motocross. It's loud and squelchy, and probably should be played in the middle of the night. But
that's all good. Okay. So here is Benga. Let's go.
Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM will be broadcasting live from the Under the Volcano Festival of Art and Social Change. UTV is a grassroots gathering held at Kate's Park in North Vancouver, featuring live music from over 30 artists on four stages, including DJ Lady Ra, the Joey Only Outlaw Band, and Sister Hailstorm. Gates open at noon and admission is by donation. Tune in to 101.9 FM from 5 till 8 p.m. to celebrate the 20th year of Canada's largest political arts festival with CITR, as we bring you interviews with organizers, guest speakers, vendors, festival goers, and performers, all live from Kate's Park. Join CITR 101.9 FM at Under the Volcano Festival on Sunday, August 8th. For more information, visit citr.ca.
Scowling and shouting, shall we? dead ex-boyfriend's boxers. I wanna operate from a base of hunger. No longer be ashamed and hide my tears in shower water while I lather for pleasure. I wanna speak at an intimate decibel with the precision of an infinite decimal, to listen up and send back a true echo of something forever felt but never heard. I want that sharp and still a truth in every word. The small fry in the bow tie dies first, acting wild like the spirit of God moving after church. Faking he's hard like he's packed down dirt already, and yelling, be my guest. Should our hero's hands be holding this blackest purse? Mom, am I failing or worse? Mom, am I failing? What should these
stuff. Why is this such a long outro?
You know, I don't know. I don't know why. Which is the name of that band.
So that was, why?
This Blackest Purse is the name of the song. It's from Why's last album, which was Eskimo Snow. And Why is just one of those, one of two groups right now that is just like, I love their live show so much. I've seen it many times, and I will go and see them every time.
Awesome.
The other, of course, is Patrick Watson. I was listening to last week's show, and as I recall, I think you had some kind of digestive distress at the same time you said Patrick Watson's name.
Not a fan, but I know a lot of people that are. He won that Polaris. Clearly,
yeah.
There's a groundswell of support for him, so... Yeah, I wish him all the best. But I think I maybe said something that I was a little disappointed that someone had signed to his label. But that's okay. You know, everybody's got to find their own way. where did you last see Y play?
Let's see. They played at the Biltmore about 2 months, 3 months ago.
Yeah. I think I remember hearing about that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about albums that you'd recommend for people if they haven't given them a listen before.
Yeah, I would say Alopecia is kind of the one that is that's really great. I mean, I love them all.
Yeah.
But the Alopecia is kind of the one that has all the really nice songs on it.
Cool. And before that, Benga.
Benga.
From is he from the UK? Or
he is like, from the UK.
Yeah, right. With the song Mini Motocross Phase 1 EP. Go to see him at Venue. Are you going to go to Venue?
Yeah, I will be going to see that.
All right, well, make sure to make use of the bottle service that they have for all
the
of...
Venue. Oh, man. Am I allowed to say something bad about the Venue?
Oh, please do.
It is the worst place to see live music. I'm always... Whenever I see somebody that I like coming, it's just a dilemma whether I should actually go.
I know.
At the Venue.
Yeah. I remember going there to see this band Girls, and I've mentioned this before, but there were these two booths next to the stage that were like, no one was there. It's like, oh, I'm just going to go sit there. Like, no, that's reserved for bottle service. Like, no one here is going to buy a $200 yeah. bottle of Grey Goose to sit there, or however much Grey Goose. I don't even know how much Grey Goose is, but yeah. shape up, venue. That's all I got to say. So coming up, we have a couple of mashups, that kind of style and things. So.
There's a, you know, that's kind of one of those big things on the internet.
It is. The internet loves it.
You've got your JDO heads and your Gray albums and whatnot. One of my favorites is the Meter Maids did a mashup of one of their albums with the album Illinois by Sufjan. Do you pronounce it Sufjan or?
I think it's Sufjan.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
I don't know. I always said Sufjan until somebody corrected me.
Really, when you don't anglicize your name, you deserve it.
But yeah, it is. I mean, it was kind of one of those things. Like hip hop with that, but it works really well, and it's really good.
Awesome.
And then last, I think it was last summer that this came out, is the Most Dub thing, which is Most Def with dub stuff. So that is just the most summery. Just you will want to go stand out in some tall grass and drink a Corona. I don't know, whatever it is you people do in the summer. I do what I do the rest of the year, stay in my basement and play video games.
Sounds awesome. Okay, here is the Meter Maids with Breakdown in Chicago.
Not what Jay said, the Nas. beef is when the working folks can't find jobs. So they trying to find niggas to rob, trying to find bigger guns for them to finish the job. Beef is when the crack babies can't find moms, cause they end up on bars. I lock behind bars. Beef ain't the summer jam for Hot 97. Beef is the cocaine and AIDS epidemic. Beef don't come with a radio edit. Beef is when the judge is calling you defendant. Beef, it come with a long jail sentence, handed down to you in a few short minutes.
Walking down the road with the pistol in the waist, young and too bad.
Almost deaf, 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 deaf.
Walking down the road with the pistol in the waist, young and too bad.
Because when your girl come through for a visit, tell you how she pregnant, buy some of a nigga. Beef is high blood pressure and bad credit. Need a loan for your home, but you're too broke to get it. And all your little kids doing is getting bigger. Trying not to raise them around these wild niggas. Beef is when a gold nigga got your seat in a manicure hand out like, pay me, nigga. Ha. Oh, I'm telling your wife for starting up some foul rumor that to ruin your life. Beef is when the gangster ain't doing it right, and other gangsters undecided what to do with his life.
Walking down the road with the pistol in your waist, young and you're too bad. Walking down the road with the ratchet in your waist, young and you're too bad.
Beef is not what these famous niggas do on the mic. Beef is what George Bush would do in the fight. Beef is Miss Wallace, still don't know who shot Biggie. And beef is well done, Irv not being here with me. When a soldier ends his life with his own gun, beef is trying to figure out what to tell his son. Beef is oil prices and geopolitics. Beef is Iraq, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip. Some beef is big and some beef is small, but charcoal beef is not beef at all. No, beef is real life happening every day, and it's realer than the songs that you gave to K-Slay.
Right, that was Mos Def with their song Johnny Two Beef. Do you know the original Mos Def song? That's Mos Def.
I'm not entirely sure. I probably could have researched that.
No, I put you on the spot. That's fair enough. And before that, the Meter Maids with Breakdown in Chicago, which is kind of a remix of, or a mashup of a Sufjan Stevens song from his album Come On Feel the Illinois. Upcoming album or shows. I'm doing shows now. That's what I'm doing. Okay, tonight, Joanna Newsom is playing at the Vogue Theater with Robin Pecknold of Fleet Foxes. Friday, Dead Ghosts are playing with Feral Children in Anthrocula at the Cobalt. On Saturday night, Departures are playing with Aunts and Uncles and Pineapple at the Biltmore. Also that night, the Raccoon Club, if that means anything to you, check it out, but I can't divulge any... it's a long story. Sunday night, Benga is going to be in town. Sean will be there.
That's right. Say
hi to him.
It's your chance to see me in person.
You'll be the one glowering at the bouncers at venue because they're jerks. Tuesday night, Hercules and Love Affair are playing with Fine Mist at venue. Wednesday, Bonnie Prince Billy is at the Vogue. Chromeo is playing with Holy Ghost and Telephoned at Commodore. And Obi Jew is at the Biltmore. On Thursday, a great show, Yellow Fever is playing with Calarissa, Certain Breeds, and Animal Bodies at Honey. On Thursday, August 26th, Waves is at the Biltmore. The next night and Saturday, Vampire Weekend, Beach House, and Dum Dum Girls are playing at the Malcolm Bull. I will repeat, if you need tickets to the Saturday night show and you want them at a very reasonable face value rate, it's sold out, but I have a pair of tickets that I will sell you because I have to DJ a wedding and I can't go. The Return of Smooth Sailing Killing is back on Friday, September 3rd at the Biltmore. If you were there last year, you know it was bananas, so maybe try to make it again. Are you familiar with Yacht Rock, that internet video series?
I am not.
About the drama behind all your favorite Yacht Rock hits. Like, they have Hall & Oates fighting with the Doobie Brothers. Anyways, check out Yacht Rock
that
videos.
Yeah, that sound like fun.
So that's sort of the basis for this Smooth Sailing night. And the Victory Square Block Party is back Sunday, September 5th. They haven't announced who's playing yet, but that's definitely the date that they're going to have it. Ted Leo is in town on September 6th and 7th at the Rickshaw. September 7th, Pavement is at Queen E. Magic Kids are playing with Candy Claws at the Media Club on Wednesday, September 8th. And what else is interesting? Best Coast just went on sale, those tickets. They're playing October 29th with Sunny and the Sunsets at the Cobalt. And Caribou is playing October 3rd at the Vogue. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Sean Stewart, my special guest for the day.
Hello!
How's it going?
Oh, this is a dream come true, Dunkin'.
10 years. It's been, yeah.
10 years that you've been doing the show?
No.
That we've known each other. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because
you were not doing the show when we met.
No, that's not true. But yeah, I met you when you were going to film school in Victoria.
Yes.
And then we lived together.
And then
we
were roommates along with 18 other people. Yes.
Yeah.
In a gigantic house
that was
falling to pieces.
Yes. Yeah, that no longer exists. I don't know if you've driven.
Oh, yeah.
It's now this like
a much nicer house.
Yeah, with big Grecian columns.
Yes.
Oh boy. All right, so we're going to play some rock music. We're going to hear the band Royal Baths. Their album is called Litanies, and they're opening for Ty Segall on his current tour. And they have a similar San Franciscan garage pop sound. After that, we're going to hear Jail. They just released an album, That's How We Burn, on Sub Pop. And after that, Procedure Club. They just put out an album on Slumberland. So lots of new rock music. Let's give Royal Baths a listen. Here we go. This is Nikki Don't.
just guestless comes easy. Nikki's a well-read punk rocker. She don't want no slim or hip tip. Growling out of feet, won't she'll peek. There's not a chance she'll go through that ass till I can. She play it cool, she'll sleep around. Don't fall in love. Don't fall in love.
my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
That was Procedure Club with their new album out on Slumberland. It's called Doomed Forever. And that was the song Rather. Before that, we heard Jail with their song The Stroller. And at the top, Royal Baths with Nikki Don't. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Cancer Bats with Congress and Bogus Tokus. Friday night, Woodhands with Hot Tub and Sex with Strangers. Saturday, the early show is Aunts and Uncles with Departure. And the late show is Grand Analog as a part of Glory Days. On Monday, Vieux Farca Tour is playing with Jarimba. Tuesday is Pigeon John. And on Wednesday, Aubijou with Weathered Pines and Lisa Bozikovic. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 12th and Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. All right. Sean, one more song.
Pigeon John. I was just going to say Pigeon John. That's a good one. He's good.
Yeah, is he?
Go see that one. I might actually go see that one, too.
He hails from sunny California.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard of him.
He's a very fun hip-hop.
Oh, cool, cool.
From San Francisco.
He has a very...
Oh, is he from San Francisco? I might be wrong about
Inglewood.
That. Oh, okay.
I have the bio in front of me. I'm cheating.
Yeah.
He has a very jaunty angle to the fedora in the photo that they have here on the website.
Yeah, that's so. Probably every photo of him.
But that's all good. So we've got one last song from your playlist that we can...
Yeah, so we've got another electronic-y one. This one is a much more upbeat, happy one than Bango was. This is Fortet.
Okay.
From There Is Love In You was his last album, and the song is called Sing.
Excellent. Okay, let's listen to that. Thank you.
But you know, we've been hearing stuff about Seattle cops since the WTO.
Yeah, well,
since the battle in Seattle with all those stars in it.
I auditioned for that movie. The part went to Jim Caviezel, as opposed to me.
You lost out to Jesus.
Yeah.
But you know what?
The Messiah beat me out for a role.
You know what? He would not have been nearly as good a Jesus in that improv show that we did.
That's true.
That's true. He would not have brought the humor that you brought in.
This is true. This is true. I was able to harness the hilarity of the crucifixion to a point of...
What?
It is. It was good fun.
Yeah.
What you doing up there? Just hanging out. Wah, 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 wah. Was it something like that?
Yes.
Justice Cal's podcast, it is.
That was a little sample.
That's a little taste of what goes on at the Justice Pals podcast.
Cool. And where can people find that again?
If you search for Justice Pals on iTunes or on the internet, you'll find it. Technically, it's at Libsyn or justicepals.libsyn.com. But
okay.
Yeah. That's the least straightforward way of finding it.
iTunes, probably the simplest way.
Yeah.
Cool. And do you have any upcoming guests that would be of interest?
Actually, we don't do guests anymore. We now have just the trio of myself, Eric Fell, and
I'm firing my researcher. I can't believe I just did that. Okay. Well, great. So check out that podcast. And thanks so much, Sean, for coming in. I hope you had a good
time. It's been my pleasure.
Yeah. So we're going to close things out with some Hercules and Love Affair. They're playing Venue on Tuesday night with Fine Mist opening. This comes from a mixtape that they did last year called Sidetracked, and it's the song I Can't Wait. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca and check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. We'll be right back.
June day and my ass was sick to the seat of my girlfriend's car.